the party is on in Chicago today and probably for a while longer. And it made us wonder what was happening in the world 108 years ago, the last time the Cubs won it all. Who better to transport us back in time than the world's history guy, Chris Wolf? So, Chris, what was going on in 1908?
Well, let's set the scene with some music first, shall we, Marco?
Gather every Yankee doodle, it's your bloke, I got the boodle, it's your Mr. Johnny Bullet with the proper candy.
So, like much of life in 1908, the music was terrible. That's just a ragtime tune called The Yankee Prince. Life was nasty, brutish, and short for most Americans. There's incredible poverty, most people even lacking the most basic sanitation. And let's place it in time. The Civil War has ended only 43 years ago, so that's as recently as Vietnam for our generation. And then think what that means in terms of not only the huge number of veterans still wandering around, but also there's at least a million Americans alive in 1908 who are either born or had lived as slaves. Then, you know, the Spanish War was just 10 years ago. Puerto Rico and Hawaii are freshly occupied.
Right.
Cuba is under a second occupation. But then at the same time, the age of the Wild West is only just coming to an end, because 3 weeks after the Cubs won the World Series, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid were allegedly gunned down somewhere in Bolivia.
Fascinating stuff. God, it was so different. I mean, it really, what the world was kind of seething. What was different about the American population back then?
Well, obviously, it was much smaller. There are about 3.5 Americans alive today for every one that was alive in 1908. And it was overwhelmingly non-Hispanic white, 88%. But also, believe it or not, there were far more immigrants in the population at that time, 15% almost. These immigrants were unwelcome by many Americans. They were seen as taking jobs, pushing down wages, bringing crime and terrorism, as well as alien un-American religions, Catholicism and Judaism.
And like 2016, 1908, it was an election year, right?
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt was just completing his second full term. And the Republican, William Howard Taft, was taking on William Jennings Bryan, the Democrat. And to listen to the campaign speeches, Marco, you think the world has been turned upside down. This, we've got some audio here of Republican candidate Taft on the stump in Virginia a couple of months before the World Series discussing workers' rights.
They may well unite, because in union there is strength. And without it, each individual laborer and employee would be helpless.
So it's amazing, you know, hearing a Republican candidate pushing workers to organize. He's in the same speech promoting antitrust legislation, taking on big business, and he's promoting civil rights and education for people of color.
The Republican platform adopted at Chicago explicitly demands justice for all men without regard to race or color.
Incredible. So the Republican Party is courting the African-American vote. Did blacks have the right to vote?
Well, they had been given the right after the Civil War, but it was slowly being eroded, principally by the Democratic Party. So you'd find that fewer and fewer people of color were able to vote.
What about technology? Like, what was the iPhone in 1908?
I think the cutting edge thing there was it's the dawn of the age of flight. Wilbur Wright has just demonstrated the first successful flight in Europe. It was the year of the first fatal air crash in Virginia. It's also the year of the first vacuum cleaner, believe it or not. And of course, Ford's Model T is rolling off the production line just a week before, 2 weeks before the World Series.
If you say it, I believe it. So is this a time you would have liked to have been alive, Chris?
Absolutely not. Like I said at the beginning, it was a nasty, brutish life for most people. You know, we really forget how lucky we are to be alive today in terms of just our health, education, and peace.
The world's history guy, Chris Wolf, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco.